In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Me espresso. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, hump day. Bad advice coming up on Friday. Bad advice is back. We used to do that all the time on a podcast we did called The Secret Show. Things got a little down and dirty on that show. Trying to keep it a little bit more above board because...
Little.
Well, I mean, it didn't feel so extreme back then.
No, and I certainly, it was a podcast. It wasn't on the airwaves. It made it very easy to just go there.
Well, we'd love to take on your problems. And really, they can be as down and dirty as you want. We are professionals. We will clean up your mess. Email us at badadvice973@gmail.com. And then Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning, we'll pick one or two. If we can get to two, possibly, that would be great. But we'd love to dispense some bad advice. We're down. That was me. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
I'm dinging over here.
Well, so far we're batting 1,000, I think.
Yeah. Somebody had a pretty good response to the advice you gave last week. And that one was about a family who is basically paying for a whole nother family. Like the parents just keep putting their hand out.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I thought you did have a decent solution.
And they said, no way, that won't work?
No. They had... a specific piece of that solution. That,
oh, additional.
Like, do this.
Okay.
If you're worried about it. So there's that. And coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to play a round of Bridge the Gap. I'm very excited about this. Joe Cunningham, our VP of sales, is back to defend his title. He's the current reigning champion. And Carter Chickering, is that his name? Is that his last name? Carter.
That's a great name.
I know. I didn't know his last name. I just knew him as Carter. I knew him as Too Tall.
Hey, big guy.
Yeah. He's one of the producers for the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game, and he's going to come in and play for the Millennials. So he's on Team Bob next hour. Excited about it. Tonight on TV, the season finale of the second round of a second season of Golden Bachelor is on. So if you're...
How's that going?
I don't know. I'm not paying
You don't pay to attention that, to no. that anymore. Okay.
South Park, another episode tonight, 10 o'clock on Comedy Central. I usually stream that in the days following. South Park, by the way, is enjoying massive ratings for this season. People are definitely into it. And it's all wrong in the very best possible way. There's also something called A Merry Little Xmas on Netflix. It's Alicia Silverstone and Oliver Hudson. They're a divorcing couple trying to have one last Christmas together for the kids. And then his new girlfriend, Jameela Jamil, shows up.
Ooh.
Who I think she's from...
Good Life. Or...
The Good Place.
The Good Place, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
It's Ted Danson is on that show. That's probably the only
Kirsten
person.
Kirsten Bell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What a great show.
And then the streaming premiere of Freakier Friday. Disney Plus. If you want to watch that without paying for it, you're already paying for Disney Plus. Enjoy. Lindsay Lohan's about to get married when she and her mom, Jamie Lee Curtis, do another body swap. This time into Lindsay's daughter and soon-to-be daughter-in-law.
So good.
I'm going to watch it just because Vinny has raved about it so much.
It's good.
I would never think to watch it, but
I know.
I trust
it. I wouldn't think to watch it either.
Mm.
I didn't watch the Freaky Friday when it came out. I watched it with my kids on repeat recently. And then we saw the new one and I was like, you know what? They pulled that off big time.
Oh. Like big time.
Well, if you think about it, here's two actresses in the news or in the press saying, we'd love to do a Freaky Friday 2. There's no script, no story, just these two pitching it in the public. And it not only comes to be, but it came out great.
Yeah. Survivor's also on tonight. I won't be able to watch that till tomorrow, though.
Right.
So we'll try, if anything massive happens, we'll try and talk about it on Friday.
The season's been Survivor light.
It's just very straightforward.
Doot to doing.
Yeah, a little
bit. I don't know when's
going to. The guy who got bitten by the snake, that was a big moment.
No, that was a bad moment. He should be suing them. He should say, I got no snake juice in me. You don't get to throw me off my game. Mm-hmm. I want back
in. I wonder
in.
If he's going to come back in season 50.
They may have to in order to keep him from suing them because they torpedoed his game.
He caved pretty quick, though. My feeling is this happened to him and he went, I do need to get home to my wife and
you know what?
Unborn baby.
That's not fair either. I remember I fell and cut my wrist when I was a little boy. I was in third grade. We'd been shooting BB guns at bottles. And then somehow I ended up with a completely slashed wrist. Mm. Like, you know, when there's a cut and it's like,
yes,
you look at
sure.
it and it's not
you
good.
Go, that is bad.
Now I'm whole and I get to the Harvard Park near my where we were doing this and we find in a grown up and I'm like, I need help. I got to get back to my parents and I'm not crying. I'm fine. I am fine. Mm. I get to my mom and she gets a look at my wrist and she goes, oh my God. And I start crying and my friends are like, what just happened?
He was holding it together like
a total
it was
badass
no thing.
The whole time. Now his mom's got him crying. Mm. You don't want someone to pull on a string there. Mm. Sure, he was probably just holding on for dear life, but he didn't need them to say, we don't know if you should go on. I'm sure that for him went, okay. I don't like
I'm
it.
I'm going to own this show. Yeah, it didn't seem to be that much of a struggle from him. I was surprised how quickly he turned it in. The only thing I can think is he was like, I think I do need to. I watched my life flash before my eyes because he did have a panic attack. Like he did seem to be in some trouble.
Well, okay. And then they said, you got no snake juice in you.
Mm. And he was still,
all
and
right.
they sent him home.
Well, anyway, other than that, this show's been just due to doing along.
Yeah. It's just been a regular season. It's good.
We don't have any
like
of
it.
Those big mouth people, you know, drumming up business.
I know. They have had a couple of people in the last few seasons. That guy Roman occurs to me. Like,
oh, he was
dude,
good.
Stop it. He was great TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always too bad when someone gets kicked off. You think you hate them and then suddenly they're gone. You're like, oh, the show's boring now.
Right. Yep.
Okay. While some actors are fighting AI tooth and nail, others are like, no, this is all right. I'm going with this. Like Michael Caine, who is, I think, like 86. The guy's old. And he has partnered up with a company called 11 Labs to deliver his voice to whoever will pay for it. So if you say you wanted Michael's voice to deliver some kind of content, you contact 11 Labs, they put you in touch with the rights holders, and you hammer out a deal, and then 11 Labs uses its voice cloning technology to deliver the voice. Now, don't we have like a sizzle reel for
yeah,
this?
Yeah, I can play a little bit.
Yeah, here's a little bit of what 11 Labs has on offer.
And this is him as AI, too.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. I'm assuming this is all AI.
Yeah.
Okay.
Human drive, passion, artistry.
Let me play it from the beginning there.
All right.
My name is Michael Caine. You know, I've played many roles in my life, both on and off the screen. But now, I've got a question for you. What makes a voice iconic? Is it the tone, the accent, the balance? Well, the answer is quite simply the message. And now through the power of artificial
intelligence. All right, heard enough of that. So
I will
it
say,
sounds just like him because it is him.
I will say that he was really good, bordering on great in Cars 2.
Who is he in Cars 2?
What?
Never watched that movie.
What?
I did.
They didn't have us in it. I boycotted it.
So you boycotted
it.
Never
Pixar,
watched
don't
it,
listen
never
to
will.
Him when we want to be back in all your movies. We watch all your movies and we love them all.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
I wanted to bring back Maddie the reporter. Come on.
Oh, jeez.
So Michael Caine.
He plays one of the spy, that the good spy, the police guy.
Okay.
Trying to solve the crime.
I'm sure they've tapped into that as well as all his other roles. Michael Caine says, with 11 Labs, we can preserve and share voices, not just mine, but anyone's. 11 Labs is at the very forefront of technology, using innovation not to replace humanity, but to celebrate it. So you go, okay, well, Michael Caine, he's at the end of his life. He's got a body of work. He wants to make a little money, leave something behind for his estate. Matthew McConaughey is a big investor in this company and uses 11 Labs all the time to take his podcast, which is called Lyrics of Living. All right, all right, all right.
All right.
And it translates it into Spanish and is dispersed in that way. It's his voice speaking Spanish. So he's an investor. It's not clear if his voice is up for grabs the way that Michael Caine's is, but he's using it. 11 Labs translates his audio newsletter. Is that just another way of saying podcast? Lyrics of Living.
You know what's weird about this?
What?
Does he have a good, like, that? This is what I would expect, that he's got a great relationship with any kids that he has born and that he's trying to keep them paid.
Mm.
And, you know, like through their lifetimes by doing this.
Maybe.
Who's the guy who recently passed and it was like weeks before? Gene Hackman? Is that the guy? Yeah. Like, there's another guy who could have done that, but he doesn't seem to even know his family.
I know. Like, so nobody missed him.
Why would he do it? Because he doesn't have anyone to take care of. But maybe this guy's got people that he's going to fund.
Right.
For years to come.
Well, it's interesting, too, because a voice like Michael Caine's, I feel like that's it's a good voice. I don't know that I would have pulled Michael Caine out of thin air if you'd played that for me first, but it's...
Oh, you mean recognize-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have known it. He's Finn McMissile.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't have...
He's a British spy.
I definitely wouldn't have known.
This stuff is really, like, it's crazy. I consulted for a company that's kind of a competitor called Wondercraft. And we can take your voice and like a newsletter and turn AI will turn the newsletter into a podcast with your voice. And it is freaky scary how good it is. And like you can, and if it says something wrong, you can just change the word and it goes back and it redoes it. It says it the right way. So you can, you know, in case they don't pronounce the word right. But, and you can have two people even doing it. You can say, I want two people talking about this article as a podcast. Pick out the two voices and done.
So the Sarah and Vinny show forever.
Isn't it good that it's at least real people's voices though, and that, you know, somebody's an actor's making money off of it versus, you know, fabricated completely AI?
Yeah, and at least they're getting paid for it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you spend a lifetime building your brand if you're an actor or an actress, and there's no question that people have certain feelings towards you about the work they've seen you do. And in some cases, I know people who've watched a movie 20 times, 40 times, because it's their go-to feel-good thing. And if that voice can continue to tell you stories at bedtime or whatever, you might be like, yeah, I'll buy the Michael Caine reads bedtime stories app.
Right.
Why wouldn't I? I love that guy. You know what I mean? I don't
love voice just... that you love. I also... Yes, people should be able to do what they want to with their own voice and their own image. I'm more concerned with, like, does that, you know how Winnie the Pooh and like now Betty Boop, there's going to be some new Betty Boop movie. Like all these things have become public domain now. After so much time, all copyrights fall away. Like, you know, I don't know, 100 years from now, 75 years from now, whatever the time is, do these just be, or are we past those and we're on to, because AI has just completely taken over the world? I just don't know. 11 Labs already has, this is a place that has taken Michael Caine's voice. Matthew McConaughey is a big investor. You can buy the rights to use people's voices for whatever you might want. Like, maybe you do have Michael Caine doing a podcast for you. 11 Labs has a small collection of famous voices, alive and dead, mostly dead. But they do include Art Garfunkel, who is alive. I don't know who wants Art Garfunkel's voice.
I wouldn't know it. That's one I couldn't recognize if you played it for me.
If he was singing, I might, but not if he's talking. Liza Minnelli, who is still hanging in there. John Wayne, who's dead. Mark Twain. What? Mark Twain? You know, they actually say that there are no audio recordings of him that are believed to exist. But there is. There's a guy who did an impression of him, an actor named William Gillette, who is a friend of Twain's, was recorded reading a short story called The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County in Twain's voice. He read it in Twain's voice in 1934, and I think that's what they're basing this off
of. Wow.
That's a stretch.
It is a stretch. I'm with you. Anyway, AI, there's the latest. I'm trying to keep track of it. Sort of. That Tilly Norwood, that actress that doesn't exist, she got signed. Speaking of Pixar, Toy Story 5, the trailer's out. Did you watch this yet?
I have not, but I read that it looks like technology is the problem this time around.
It's brilliant. Andrew Stanton has directed it. It's hitting theaters. It says next summer, so I'm assuming that's summer of 26. It involves a young, the gang's all back together. They appear to be in a house. They're not like in a traveling circus anymore or, you know, stuck in a secondhand store. Bonnie gets a tablet and it's called Lilypad. Let's play. It shows the familiar toys. They're all gathering around the box that's been delivered for Bonnie, and they're all freaking out and shivering and shaking and, oh my God, what's happening? And then she pulls the thing out and they're all like, oh no. That I think is such an interesting take on this whole thing. Like that is, it's perfect. The joy of playing with your toys, you grow up, you go to college, the toys get donated, they're loose in the world. They all come back together for, you know, one big finale, and then now the real world has entered. Like what we're dealing with now. Of course a kid wants to play with a pad.
Every modern parent of today deals with this. And my youngest kid used to play with dolls exclusively.
Mm.
That was her thing. And now she's asking for dolls for Christmas, but we're like, why?
Just to make your collection bigger, you don't play with them.
It's not that she gets the iPad instead. It's that it has made it. It's just changed what she's seeking in entertainment,
right?
And unfortunately, you don't know that it's going to have that impact until after they've had a look at it and gone, "Oh, this is
all I need." Go ahead, you guys can run along.
I'd rather
now.
Watch videos of little girls playing with dolls then do it myself.
It is frightening.
It's heartbreaking.
You know, our generation, it was the television. Like, you're watching too much TV. And mm-hmm. And honestly, there were only a few shows on anyway. It wasn't like we would get out and get on our bikes or play with our toys. We had those.
I listened to records.
And look how great we turned out.
And the punk rock I used to listen to would make my parents, like, it would shake them. They would absolutely be just going, I that's not music. I don't know. Please.
Which is what their parents said about their music.
Right. And now theirs. I'm that guy. I hear them. They'll put YouTube on the TV now because they've got access to that. And they can't at least run to another room and hide for 3 hours, mm-hmm. which is the thing you fear. But I hear it and just go, I got to get out of here. I have to put headphones on or I have to get out of here because I can't stand this video. One of them is this little, she's a fine young lady. She's super flexible.
Not, huh?
No, oh. She's just, her thing is she's a gymnast. She can do, I think she can fold both her legs up and her knees touch her head. Like she's just most flexible human on the planet. She puts herself in little boxes.
Oh.
And so some of it, you're kind of watching it for that reason, but now she's had to
up
become more of an influencer and start talking more, and it's just not for her.
Mm.
Oof. But they're into it.
Yeah. If people are watching it, it must be good.
So dad has to get his sound, what do they call those?
Sound canceling, noise canceling mm-hmm, headphones.
That.
All right, what do you got coming up, Vin?
So much stuff, including I've got a couple more fast facts, and this thing, the innovation here.
Oh.
well, could solve, could make the holidays right after these.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
La, 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 la. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. We have one of those. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to subscribe.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Every holiday season, Fremont Bank Foundation helps Bay Area nonprofits to fulfill food insecurity challenges. Whatever an organization needs for its holiday programs, Fremont Bank Foundation is there. They've been supporting local organizations and our neighbors for decades. Learn more at FremontBank.com. That's FremontBank.com. All right, we have a storm moving in.
So what?
And now we turn our attention to the atmospheric river, who...
You're going to love it. I've really got some stuff in store for you. Oh, you'll be running for your life. I'm coming to get you. Watch out. Arr, that's my name.
What happened to the last storm that you promised us? Because that
Oh, you thought I was coming, but I didn't.
Right.
That's right.
It was a
Just
trick.
Been hanging out on the edges.
Okay.
Just waiting to get you. I'm like the boy who cried wolf. And then finally, I exploded on you. That's happening later today. Enjoy.
The atmospheric river, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, atmospheric river.
She's great. She's got a little attitude, but overall pretty good.
I don't know what that accent is. I'm not quite sure. But
just don't think about it too much.
For a second there, I kind of almost heard... Suffer and succotash.
I can't say I've never said that. But I'm not saying it now.
You call a putty tat?
Today is National Happy Hour Day.
Oh, I went, really?
Yeah. And National Pizza with the Works Except Anchovies Day.
That is a really specific day. But pizza and a happy hour, hard to argue with.
Well... I won't order a pizza with the works. I just won't. But if it's there and I eat it, I'll like it.
Mm.
But then I'll tell myself, oh, geez, you didn't, you know, you don't eat all that stuff. Yeah. Pizza's you know, good just with cheese.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. In fact, that's how I want it. I like to put my salad on my slice of pizza, close it up, and eat my salad with my pizza.
You do that, really?
Yeah. You don't do that?
No.
Yeah. There's places near my house where you can order a pizza that has a salad on it. I'm like, you're joking. God, they read my mind.
That is, ugh.
Delicious is what you mean to say. It's like you're eating a pizza, piece of pizza, but you're also eating salad. You're like, it's like a...
You 50, just said 50. You don't do that. Like, everyone around you thinks that's perfectly normal. So you're saying in a room full of people, when you pour your salad on your cheese slice.
No, I just take some and put it on there, and then I fold the cheese slice up, and I eat the salad with the pizza. And then people go, that's an amazing idea. And then they start doing it, and they tell two friends, and they tell two friends, and so on and so on. The millennials don't know what I'm talking about. But every Gen Xer does know what I'm talking
about.
Okay. Don't you?
Research from Ohio State University found that living within 30 miles of an ocean or a gulf may be linked to a longer life by at least 1 year.
Oh.
The same isn't true among people who live near inland bodies of water.
By 1 year?
By one extra year of life, yes.
Just for, maybe it cleans the air. Maybe it's like a little bit cleaner air. Is that possible?
One thing that happens a lot on the coast that you wouldn't notice is that people make their way to the sunset almost every night.
Mm.
Whether you're visiting or you live there, it's a pretty regular occurrence. And you kind of go, this is crazy. Everyone here is taking a minute, stopping the day, and just watching that thing turn pink and orange and red.
Or be completely nothing. Sometimes the sunset is a huge disappointment.
Well, sure. But what I'm saying is maybe that's it. Maybe it's the idea that you take a minute and walk, you know, take in the views.
Yep.
I don't know. I like it, though, myself.
It is nice.
Okay, this story. I realize I may be alone here.
Okay.
One of my biggest nemesis in life ever is packaging.
Oh.
I don't know why it's... The thing that aggravates me and can get under my skin, I can handle some big things that, you know, maybe would undo other people.
Mm.
But then you give me some wrapping I can't get off and I'm going to start saying words you can't say.
Why don't you just get some scissors?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, what are you saying?
I'm
just
saying that it's
because
you can't find scissors in my house.
Oh, there it
is. And then it's a knife. And then you got to get a knife. And now you're like, oh, why?
Mm.
Can't I get this thing open?
But I did manage to slash my hand.
Who are you protecting this from?
Mm.
Anyway, this is maybe not quite my biggest problem in the world, but still, I've tried to unwrap a candy cane or two, and you find yourself going, son of a biscuit. They fully shrink-wrapped this thing, and you can't biting at
it. Right, you can't even find a place to get it started.
You finally just break it and hope you can push a sharp piece through one of the ends.
Don't worry, you'll get there eventually. You're like one of those dogs that they put the frozen yogurt in and you have to like fidget with the thing that makes it so you don't eat it all in one bite. That's what they've done this to you for, Vin. They're like, we don't want him to unpackage. We want him to anticipate the unraveling.
Brox has created a limited edition candy cane opener.
Oh.
Looks like a little plastic pocket lighter. And the idea is that you stick in the long end and it's able to cut the wrapper open for you and you can pull the tip off.
Oh, almost like a cigar cutter kind of thing?
Kind of like that.
All right.
We don't know if this is going to be a big... Most people are probably like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm not even going to eat a candy cane. There's no scenario where I'm like, geez, I really, really need to eat that candy cane.
They seem to have kind of... tone down the clamshell wrapping that we used to live with. And that was one of the ones where you just
couldn't even do it with the scissors.
You take your headphones that are still in the plastic clamshell and you just kick them outside.
Oh, well, I never went that far, but
just quit.
Just get out.
I just quit.
I don't want you anymore. Not even worth it. Anyway, the opener also doubles as a Christmas tree ornament, so you can have it hanging next to your candy canes. And there you are. Your tree's decorated.
And every
you walk
Christmas
by a candy
it shows
cane,
up.
Go, I'm going to have myself a peppermint stick.
Mm.
Tasty.
Mm, I love them.
Candy canes?
Yeah.
Still? Did we have this? I think that I got you a candy cane last year because you were going on and on about how much you
I like
love
the big,
candy cane.
Big ones, the you know. The
oh,
big,
he likes the big ones. Did you see the two hand grip we had?
Yeah,
down
I
there?
Did see that, and I unfortunately can't unsee.
You're getting me all excited.
What?
The big girthy ones, you know, the
girthy. That looks like.
And big. Does that go straight in, or do you just lick up the side of that thing?
How
like,
do you,
what are we doing here?
Straight
what's
in.
Straight in.
Please let the cameras be going. Michael's gonna love this one.
He's a candy cane fan.
I
what's
really
the matter
am.
With that?
I'm well aware.
All right.
I keep them in
I
my
just
car.
Got a detail. What?
I when I'm driving, sometimes I grab one of the candy canes and.
And
stuck on a candy
it,
cane while I'm
out.
Driving.
I see.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's hard to do while you're driving.
No.
Yeah, it is. It actually can be dangerous even. You I might just, get distracted
nah,
by it.
You just you break off a piece and keep it in your mouth.
Just keep it in your mouth.
Yeah. Good stuff.
I tried so hard not to engage.
You can help it.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
A new study reveals that 70% or so of tweens dread cleaning their bedroom more than any other chore.
Just
if it's like you, their only chore.
I know.
For a lot of them.
It is. It got to the point where I was like, I don't even go in one of my son's rooms. The other one, I could go in there. It wouldn't kill me. But the other one, I'm like, this is just a disaster zone.
It's hard to figure how it happens even. And I'm a boy and I certainly remember my childhood and I wasn't the cleanest kid, but I wasn't my daughter by any, like the amount of stuff just around where she's sitting on any at any given moment, you go, oh my God.
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
My room was pretty bad as a kid.
Was it?
Yeah. But then your mom would make you clean it and you'd get into it. You know, you'd be like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then you clean it and it's good. It's vacuumed and the bed's made and it all looks good. And then you have like a motivation to keep it that way for a week. And then the first piece of clothing hits the floor instead of the basket. And it's just, it's on.
Cleaning, they say, is a love language. 6 in 10 parents and guardians agree that cleaning is what we do for our family in order for there to be a standard.
Yeah. Yes.
And there's no question that Sandy, that's my mom, did that.
Yeah.
I had a standard. There's no doubt that even as I lived on my own, I had a standard set for myself that I wasn't willing to. And so sometimes in the greater, you know, wider use areas, I just had to ignore them because that's not my responsibility or my stuff, and I'm not going to be
not
on my roommates.
After my roommates, right?
But I'd get to my room, my little space, and I could keep that organized, and that worked for me.
Right.
Helped me feel like I was not a puke. You know, when you look around the house and go, Jesus.
I feel like John is, his nickname is Tidy Boy. Everything's always very tidy. And it
Who calls him Tidy Boy?
Everyone. Everybody calls him Tidy Boy.
That's a new.
I didn't know. Yeah. So if I, Tidy, he'll go, yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
Or do you need the full Tidy Boy?
I think you need Tidy Boy.
Oh,
I
mean, it's okay. Just,
it started when we were in a band together, and he would like come into the studio, which is, you know, studios are notoriously ridiculously filthy. It's a bunch of teenagers in their band, and he would like tidy it up, and everyone would be like, oh, Tidy Boy's been here.
Oh, the cables and all the, fast food and all this. Yeah.
Yeah. No, so he's very tidy.
Empty cans.
But our one son is our older son, very tidy. His place is like, we walked into his place in New York. He goes, please take your shoes off. I'm like, oh, well, it's all right.
Wow.
I will. There's a little all mat right there for him. And the other kid is like, Ma, you don't want to come up into my place. Don't. Just don't. I'm like, all right, I won't. I'll be down here in the car.
He warned you off, and you said, I'm going to go with that.
Yeah. And John goes up and goes, you do not want to see that. John practically had a heart attack over it.
It's tough to walk through your kid's room and think, this is how you live?
Didn't
we set a
standard
for you at all?
Like, don't you notice that everything is disgusting? How can you not? You grew up in a tidy house.
Most tweens feel like they should be compensated for cleaning up after themselves.
Oh my God. Well, we do base allowances on that sometimes, right?
Yeah, but a mess that you made yourself? No. That's not, you're not getting paid for that. But we went one of the times, and I don't know how many times ago this was, she cleaned her room by pushing everything into the closet.
Oh. Mm.
And then there were ants in her closet because one of the bags had some empty partial food.
Those ants, they'll find it.
Oh, every time they find it. I don't know how. I really don't. I mean, see the little, you know, the scouts they send out.
Yeah.
And no.
Call that a dead end. Send that message back to the other kids.
Anyway, tweens, they hate it.
Yeah.
And parents hate having to nag at you.
I don't want it. Right. I don't want, it's like, I don't want to have to bitch at you. Ugh.
There's a standard around here.
Yeah.
You see it. We've said it.
Stick with it.
800-400-3697 is our phone number and also our text line. Maddie's on the show.
Good morning. Can I get a happy 8th birthday for Logan? I started listening to the show while I was pregnant with him, and I've listened every day since.
Yeah,
Logan.
Happy birthday.
Thanks for always.
Happy birthday to you.
Thanks for always being here for us, Florence, listening on Odyssey.
Keep going.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. I was just, you know, adding some color.
Oh,
I liked it.
Some backtracking.
I liked it.
It was good, yeah.
I, from the 408, love pizza salad. Don't knock it till you tried it. Belinda and San Carlos.
It's so good. I especially like Caesar.
Pizza salad? Wait, for real, this is a real thing.
You slice a pizza, salad on top, fold it up.
I'm sure it's fine.
Delicious.
I just would rather eat them separate. And usually, and I'm a bowl eater. Like, I'll put rice, beans, all of it in a bowl, mix it up.
No, it's really good. It's like the hot pizza with the cold salad.
Right.
The crunch with the gush.
A lot of people agreeing with Sarah. I absolutely agree with Sarah. Salad on pizza is so good. Arugula on pizza with sausage
arugula
is the best.
Arugula is so good.
Oh, arugula is the worst.
Oh, my God.
Arugula.
You're crazy. I eat arugula 3 times a week.
Get that off my salad. Try it, Brooke.
So good.
From Napa, listening on the good old radio.
All right.
Yes, Sarah, Gen X here. I totally know what you were talking about, and so on, and so on, and so on.
I'll tell two friends.
May tell two friends. Yeah, we all know.
What kind of shampoo was that?
It wasn't Breck. It was, I'll think of it.
Mm. It was Herbal Essence.
Herbal Essence!
707.
Just want a Pop-Tart, buddy.
Oh, I should get a point.
I'm giving you a point right now.
Oh, a Pop-Tart. Oh, I'll eat that.
Well, trade your point in.
No.
You're keeping your point.
I'll keep the point.
Oh, boy. All right.
That is a Pop-Tart for you, I guess.
Might regret that decision here in a few minutes.
Don't eat the Pop-Tart.
Oh.
It's not worth it.
It's too good.
Yeah.
Just sugary.
You can't have just one. And then the second one gets you.
Maple brown. These are like Nature's Path organic frosted maple brown sugar flavored toasted pastries.
So it's basically a Pop-Tart.
It's really good.
I took one bite and went, well, not even that.
Well, I feel a lot better about taking the point. And then from the 408, if your kids is a mess, sprinkle some black rice and tell them they brought rats in. They'll clean so well.
Oh, that's a good idea. Oh. Yeah. Look at all this rat poop. You see what you've done?
Lying.
It works every time. Yeah. Lying parenting is good.
Lying,
we're
going to
take
lies.
A quick break. And when we come back, we're going to play our weekly game of Bridge the Gap.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.